Like I alluded to earlier, 6 years ago, I was named chairman of Agriculture Appropriations. For the last 4 years, I've had this debt paid off. Every year, it's been withheld. But this year, thanks to Governor Greitens and his commitment to agriculture, outstate Missouri, and us farmers, we're going to get this thing done. So please give a big round of applause for the guy that helped us get this done, Governor Greitens.
Thank you, man. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
How's everybody doing? Good. Good, guys. It's a great day. It is a great and beautiful day, and it is a good day for rural Missouri. As all of you who are here know, agriculture is our number one industry in the state of Missouri. With over 108,000 family farms, with over 250,000 people employed in agriculture, as leaders in agricultural technology, with hardworking farmers and ranchers and agribusinesses all over the state, it's our number one industry. And take a look at our fantastic Future Farmers of America here, right in the front. And the kind of investment that we're making today is going to make sure that agriculture is also a number one growth industry in Missouri and that you've got a bright future in agriculture here in Missouri. That's what we're going to do for you. Folks, rural Missouri is coming back. Rural Missouri is coming back because of the work that we've done now with a lot of good friends and colleagues here. We've got a steel mill in Sedalia. We've got an aluminum smelter in New Madrid. The state of Missouri is moving forward with good quality jobs throughout rural Missouri. And as we're gathered here today, the unemployment rate in Missouri is the lowest that it's been in 17 years. Missouri has moved up 9 places in the rankings of the best states to do business. And what that means is that you've got thousands of families across the state of Missouri now who have a paycheck that they didn't have before. And all of you recognize that a job is more than just a paycheck. It brings a sense of dignity, brings a sense of purpose, it brings a sense of meaning. It helps us strengthen our families, strengthen our communities, and that's why we're making investments like this in rural Missouri. You know, for too long, rural Missouri had been forgotten. For too long, our small towns had been overlooked. Right? Well, that's changed, and that's why today we're keeping our promise to farmers and biodiesel workers across the state of Missouri. That's what they deserve. Today, we're releasing $4 million in biodiesel funds to help workers and farmers and to help rural Missouri to grow more jobs and higher pay. And this is only possible. It's only possible because we've got a lot of great friends and colleagues in the legislature who we've worked with. Representative Fitzpatrick has helped us in the House. And folks, Senator Brown, Doc Brown, Doc's a vet, so if you're ever in a real medical emergency and Doc comes over and he grabs you, like you know that you're in good hands though, because this guy comes up every day to work for you. He comes up every day and he remembers who he's here to fight for. Craig Redman does the same thing in the House. These are guys who didn't have to be here, but they made a choice to come up here and to do what was right for folks in their districts, and they've done it. And because of the work that they've done, today, Missouri is the second largest biodiesel producer in the country. In the country. Their work has helped to support over 2,500 jobs. So major investments, good work. And that's not the only thing that we're doing. Folks, we are also working with our friends and colleagues to make major investments in ports to support trade and to support Missouri farmers and ranchers and our products so that they can get out and be sold across the world. Right? We're investing in water resources to get this done. And I want to tell you, like, it's almost on a weekly basis, if not sometimes a daily basis, that I get a text from Senator Brian Munslinger. talking about what more we can be doing for rural Missouri and our farmers, our ranchers, and our agriculture community. And Senator, thank you for your championship for rural Missouri and for ag. And other folks I just want to mention who've helped to make this happen, guys like Don Roan, Lyndall Fraker, Sonia Anderson, Jay Houghton, and many more. Right? They're standing up every day for farmers and ranchers. You know, when we were out traveling the state of Missouri, we saw that we had incredible farmers, ranchers, agribusinesses, and they all came to us with a really simple message. They said, we can do this, and we can do this for Missouri, but you have to get government off of our backs. You got to get government off of our backs. They said the regulatory burdens that are facing us and our friends and our families and our neighbors are often overwhelming. So when we came into office, we recognized that here in the state of Missouri, regulations have been growing faster over the last 16 years than they had at the federal level. Here in Missouri, we had 113,000 regulatory restrictions. So what we did was we ordered a complete and full review of every regulation that was on the books. And I'm proud to tell you that as we stand here today, we're getting rid of one in every three. We're getting rid of 33,000 regulations off the books. We're getting government off of your back. Now, the other thing we've been doing, and I'm proud to do, is to make sure that we're making wise investments. You know, folks, there's no such thing as government money. Every dollar that is spent is a dollar that a Missourian owned. Every dollar that we invest is a dollar that a hardworking Missouri family earned. So we've been making common sense reforms. You know, when we came into office, we found out that the government had planes that they didn't need. So we sold them. And after we sold the planes, we found not only did we sell the planes, but we also learned that we could save $40,000 a year in maintenance by selling them. We found out that the government had cars, government cars that we didn't need. So we're getting rid of them and saving you $2 million a year, right? When we do things like that, when we implement common sense reforms, it gives us the ability to make investments in things that work, to help rural Missouri, things that work to help workers and families and businesses across the state. Now, as you know, when you take a common sense conservative approach to government, you can't always make everyone happy. And that's okay. That's okay. And some of the people who are most angry, about the fact that we're standing up and fighting for the forgotten, most angry about the fact that we're taking a common sense conservative approach to government, are the ripoff artists who thought that they ran Missouri until all of you stepped up and said, no more, no more. And you know, there's one group that's been ripping you off and ripping off working class Missourians for years. That's the tax credit millionaires. And they had a little scheme going where they would take your money, taxpayer money, and they'd claim that they were gonna use it for a good purpose, like to build low-income housing. Now, Missouri had one of the biggest programs in the country. They were giving away every year $130 million of your money. You look back over the last decade, $1.3 billion. But audit after audit showed that only about 42 cents of every dollar was actually going into low-income housing. And if you want to get a sense for what this looks like, you go down to one of their buildings in Cape Girardeau, and you could see that every apartment that they built cost $376,000. Think about that, folks. Cost them $376,000 to build one apartment. Now, you all know that it doesn't cost $376,000 to build an apartment. So you ask yourself, where did all of that money go? Where did all of that money go? Well, for the ripoff artists, it was working really well for them. And here in Missouri, we've got a word for that. It's called a scam. And you know what? Those days are over in Missouri. We're not going to let a bunch of rip-off artists continue to steal from you, so you know what we did. We stepped up and we zeroed out their program. We're going to continue every day to work for you and to fight for you, to bring more jobs and higher pay to the people of Missouri, to get government off of your backs, and to make sure that our farmers, our ranchers, and our agribusinesses know that the future in Missouri is bright. And you know, one thing I know that farmers know and that rural Missouri knows is that when things get tough, people come together.